This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And welcome into hour number two of the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you with us on a good-looking Saturday morning. Going to be hot, but that's the only drawback. Got good tidal range, very slight, if any, chance of rain today. Light winds, great day to do some offshore, inshore, even freshwater fishing. Getting some text messages in on this National Dragonfly Day. What a great creature they are. Huh? They got this question in. How long do dragonflies live? That's from the wise guys. According to the stats, most live only a few weeks, but they can live as long as up to a full year. So I guess that's play hard and die quick. Huh? But, you know, when they're underwater, they can live for years underwater before they finally mature. It's kind of like a caterpillar turning into a moth or a butterfly. The water nymphs come out of the water and crack open, and the dragonfly emerges, kind of like a butterfly does. Very unique creatures, and good to have them around. All right, here's an answer from Old Man Sam about why they are called snake doctors. He says, according to Southern folklore, dragonflies will follow snakes and repair their injuries. I can see where if there's a snake laying on a bank or on a log in the sun, that a dragonfly might land on it, but that might be hazardous to his health. All right, here's a story. When I was a kid, my grandmother took me fishing. She loved to catch mudcats and blue cats. She would get so excited, she would throw down her pole and just start pulling them in with a line. Sometimes I would try to catch the dragonflies and use them for bait. Yeah, fish do love them. All right, here's our buddy Pinecone Joe up in the kiln. He is a forester here on the Gulf Coast while cruising timber for a day. No better friend than dragonflies buzzing around my head. Love them. And here's one says, good morning, Don. My earliest dragonfly memories were while fishing with my late papa and dad in an old gold Glassmaster boat in the canals of Lake Cataguachi and Lake Salvador 50 years ago. Man, I miss those days. At least whenever I see a dragonfly, I get transported back for a few seconds. Thanks for the memories. That's from our buddy David Hubble. And let's see, we got who is this anyway? Oh, it's Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. He and Jimmy are headed out the Pishon Canal going to the Trussell, which is the Lake Pontchartrain Railroad Trussell Bridge. He's got a sidewinder and specs a go-go. Man, you got some old-school baits there. He says lots of boats are leaving the bayou. Everyone be careful. And let's see, we got, I'm not sure what that text is all about. Sometimes I think they're errant texts. They were actually meant for someone else. All right, we got some fishing reports coming up. Born on the Bayou, Captain Mike Gallo. Man, his trips have been on fire lately. Eric Mohabarak got your paddler's report. Also, we got Ryan Lambert. We'll check in with him, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Then we're going to talk to Robbie Mathern, Cajun Heritage Festival. Now, a big part of Cajun heritage is duck hunting. It goes back as early as, I guess, some of the Native Americans that lived along the Louisiana coast. And then, of course, when the Acadians arrived and became Cajuns, they got into waterfowl hunting. And what started out as a necessity to make decoys, carve them out of tupelo gum or cypress, it actually became an art and a craft. And continues to this day. There are so many wonderful, beautiful carved decoys. They're collectibles. And also the duck calling. There's going to be a calling contest, and it's all going down there in La Rose. It's going to be going on all weekend. We'll get Robbie to talk about some details of exactly what the hours are, what you're going to see there. So stick around. We got another full hour to go of the stuff you and I just can't get enough of. So we talk about it each and every Saturday morning for a couple hours right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And that is the walk-up music for Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. His reports each week are brought to you by CETO. You know them, yeah. You can see those big yellow boats, and when they're headed out, you know what they're doing. They're going out to provide service. They'll maybe jump-starting someone with an electrical problem, dead battery. Maybe they ran out of fuel, so they're bringing in some fuel. Or they might be just getting ready to tow them into the dock. Whatever it takes to get you back safe whenever you need it is provided by CETO. And for $249 for a whole year membership, you get covered for any boat that you own, rent, or actually borrow. So check them out. Give them a call. Captain Chris is standing by, 504-301-4545. Or you might get the pleasure of talking to Colleen. That's 504-301-4545. Sign up online. That's even easier. CETO.com. That's S-E-A, CETO. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, I imagine you will be able to walk across the boats on the three bridges spanning New Orleans and Slidell across Lake Pontchartrain today with these conditions. Are you going to be in that fray, or are you going for more remote places today?
I will be heading for more remote places today, but I did see quite a few boats headed in that direction as I was making my way towards Lake Bourne.
And they've been doing quite well.
Yeah, it seems like the trout are still hanging around the bridges. It's a hit-and-miss type of thing. If they're there, you're going to know within 10 or 15 minutes. If they're not, pick up and move. I would suggest if you, you know, see rain minnows on the surface, or we look for needlefish or even birds sitting on the bridge, you know, the little terns will hang out close to where those rain minnows are. And, of course, the trout feed on those rain minnows, so they shouldn't be too terribly far away.
So I'm guessing you're going more for redfish today, or a combination.
We are. We are going for redfish today. The Texas group has been in town all week. Today's their last day, and we're going to go see if we can catch some redfish again. It's been a successful week.
Mike, we're getting ready to make a change in the regulations. I'm sure you probably got the word by now. What do you think that your customers' reaction will be to that? Do you think it's going to make much difference to them?
It's something that's been a topic of conversation on my boat over the last year, and everybody's in favor of it. If it's going to help our fishery as a whole, then obviously everybody's in favor of it. And, you know, we saw the red snapper numbers dip, and the regulations dropped down to 2. And then as the red snapper populations came back up, they brought the limit up to 4. So we're hopeful that as the fishery rebounds, they'll bring those numbers back up and let us catch 5.
And what about that new slot limit, 18 to 27? I know for some people it's going to be hard to let a 17 and 3/4 inch redfish go.
Yeah, I know a lot of the old-time fishermen love those small redfish. It doesn't bother me near as much. I was thinking about yesterday's catch. We had a limit of redfish. We probably would have had to release 3 of them, would have been under 18. But the majority were in that 18 to 20-inch range. We had 2 or 3 that were probably 24 to 26.
And how were you catching them yesterday? Were you doing your usual technique where you got some people loaded up with the plastic and some with the shrimp under a cork and find out which works best?
Yeah, we had 3 boats go out yesterday, and we've been fishing them all week, so we kind of know, you know, what you're looking for, and they'll bite most anything. I would say the spoon and the matrix craw, rigged weedless, and, you know, definitely market bait under a cork is always productive. And we tried those 3 techniques. It just depended on the clientele you had and what was going to work best for them. So yesterday we were all shrimp under a cork, you know, fishing the four horseman cork and circle hooks. And, you know, we did well.
Mike, you should have a real pleasant ride across the lake today. Should be laid down, and you won't have to deal with all the bumps. But what do you tell your customers before they come as far as dealing with the weather conditions we're going to have? You're going to have a lot of sun, and you're probably going to hit close to the mid or maybe even upper 90s today.
Yeah, that's part of my routine. The evening before the trip, I'll contact the customer. And, you know, what I'm discussing with them as they book the trip is that I can speculate what's going to happen, you know, 2 months in advance or 4 months in advance. But when it's the night before, the picture becomes much more clear. We can discuss the weather, the wind, the bugs, the sun, rain, you know, whatever the conditions may be, and try to advise them how to dress to where they have a relaxing, productive day on the water. Just all of those variables that we deal with on a regular basis. Someone from, you know, up north might not be familiar with the type of humidity we have. So we're talking about bringing lots of water. And, of course, we put water on the boat as a backup in case they don't bring enough. Just all of those types of things.
And the importance of getting a good early start.
Right, right. The more into summer we get, the more before sunrise we want to leave. And when we get to November, we're generally leaving after sunrise. So it's just to make it a pleasant outing for the clientele.
Mike, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. I got all of our guys that we talk to on Saturday mornings listed there. And give us your website and telephone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you, because you do have multiple boats. If they can't get Mike, you can always get one of your guys.
Yeah, it's easy to find me, Don. Name of the business is Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the website is an abbreviation of that, AAofLA.com. We're on some of the social media, under Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
What's the best time to call? And if they don't get you, I guess they can leave a message and you can call them when you get in. Huh?
Yeah, you can text me, leave a voicemail. I'm generally able to answer calls in the early evening, 3 o'clock on.
All right, everything's set. Go get a mic. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. We come back from this. Okay, you got your kayak? Are you thinking about kayak fishing? We got a guy who can tell you more about it. In fact, he operates a kayak charter business. One of the few that's around is Captain Eric Mohabarak. And we'll be back to talk with him about some of the places you might take that kayak to catch you some fish, and also how you can get started in the sport of kayaking. We'll be right back with his report next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Stroking, paddling, pedaling, a lot of ways to propel a kayak. Even got some electric motors for them. Well, let's talk to a guy who does it a lot, Captain Eric Mohabarak, and his reports are brought to you by Massey's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. You're going to find Massey's 3 locations. There's one in mid-city of New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge, and also one on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain in Covington. And they got some specials going on as always, huh, Eric?
Yeah, Don, how you doing this morning? Y'all doing good?
Yes, sir. You've been hanging out at Massey's. What's going on over there?
Yeah. They actually got a sale on the Jackson kayaks, 30% off. Also on Native and Bonafide, they pushing 10% off on those guys. You also call a store for your local pricing on the Hobies. I think they got a couple deals going on that. You got to get in touch with the management over there, either Baton Rouge, Mandeville, or New Orleans. But yeah, they got some good things going on over there. They also got some clothing on sale and shoes and stuff like that. So,
you know, it'd be a good idea. If we got anyone listening whose dad might be a kayaker, we've got Father's Day coming up, I'm sure they can fix him up with a gift certificate, if not find something specifically for dad, you know?
Don, that's actually a great idea, you know. And dad doesn't have to spend it on kayak equipment. If they got a ski trip coming up or something, they got all that equipment also, they can go through there, even a little rock climbing.
Easy enough. Just visit call, either way. Let's go back 1 week to the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Dawn Till Dusk. Now, when I talked to Brendan and he fished it, I got him to give me an estimate on what he thought it would take to win, and he gave me 60 inches. And I tell you what, he wasn't far off if you were second or third place, but the first place winner outdid himself. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Brett Hotard hit first place with 68.25. And, you know, he had the flounder. It was a slam tournament, trout, flounder, redfish. I don't know the details on it all. I believe he fished Highway 1. I'm not sure on that. We'll have to check with him. Second place was Devin Belt, actually an old teammate of mine from Hobie and Massey's. He's always up in the numbers. Don't ever put Devin past it. He hit that number. So we know Brendan was following Devin around with 60.25. All right, so we know how that goes. Yeah, and then we got Danny Capagno with 59.75 inches, and then Brett hit the big trout award, mule trout, 22.25, winning some more money. I think he took about $700 home that day, which isn't a bad deal. And then you have for the big flounder, saddle flounder, Anthony Hinojosa?
I think that would be Hinojosa.
Hinojosa hit it with 17.25. I got to brush up on my Spanish. Besides, I know how to say cervezas. That's enough. Anyway.
That's a surprise in numbers. You know, conditions were not good last weekend.
No, actually, you know, they found muddy water down towards below Port Sulphur. I had mentioned that in a little bit of fishing report. Around Empire area, you know, kayak's a little different than a boat because once you launch, you're pretty much committed. You can pick up and move. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's an area. You got to get out of that. You had to find that clean water.
That's why your scouting pays off, you know, to have those scouts out there helping you out.
Yeah, Don, but sometimes it turns around and it's not the same. You know, the day-to-day difference.
For sure. Well, where you've been fishing, where can you send people to go to pick up a few fish out of a kayak?
Well, look, the Weave and Uncle Rick hit Highway 11 last
Tuesday, I believe it was. Don't quote me on the day, but I think it was Tuesday when they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Stroking, paddling, pedaling, a lot of ways to propel a kayak. Even got some electric motors for them. Well, let's talk to a guy who does it a lot, Captain Eric Mohabarak, and his reports are brought to you by Massey's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. You're going to find Massey's three locations. There's one in mid-city of New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge, and also one on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain in Covington. And they got some specials going on as always, huh, Eric?
Yeah, Don, how you doing this morning? Y'all doing good?
Yes, sir. You've been hanging out at Massey's. What's going on over there?
Yeah. They actually got a sale on the Jackson kayaks, 30% off. Also on Native and Bonafide, they pushing 10% off on those guys. You also call a store for your local pricing on the Hobies. I think they got a couple deals going on that. You got to get in touch with the management over there, either Baton Rouge, Mandeville, or New Orleans. But yeah, they got some good things going on over there. They also got some clothing on sale and shoes and stuff like that. So,
you know, it'd be a good idea. If we got anyone listening whose dad might be a kayaker, we've got Father's Day coming up, I'm sure they can fix him up with a gift certificate, if not find something specifically for dad, you know?
Don, that's actually a great idea, you know? And dad doesn't have to spend it on kayak equipment. If they got a ski trip coming up or something, they got all that equipment also they can go through there, even a little rock climbing.
Easy enough. Just visit call, either way. Let's go back 1 week to the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Dawn Till Dusk. Now, when I talked to Brendan and he fished it, I got him to give me an estimate on what he thought it would take to win, and he gave me 60 inches. And I tell you what, he wasn't far off if you were second or third place, but the first place winner outdid himself. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Brett Hotard hit first place with 68.25. And, you know, he had the flounder. It was a slam tournament, trout, flounder, redfish. You know, I don't know the details on it all. I believe he fished Highway 1. I'm not sure on that. We'll have to check with him. Second place is Devin Belt, actually an old teammate of mine from Hobie and Massey's. He's always up in the numbers. Don't ever put Devin past it. He hit that number. So we know Brendan was following Devin around with 60.25. All right, so we know how that goes. Yeah, and then we got Danny Capagno with 59.75 inches. And then Brett hit the big trout award, mule trout, 22.25, winning some more money. I think he took about $700 home that day, which isn't a bad deal. And then you have for the big flounder, saddle flounder, Anthony Hinojosa?
I think that would be Hinojosa.
Hinojosa hit it with 17.25. I got to brush up on my Spanish. Besides, I know how to say cervezas. That's enough. Anyway,
that's a surprising numbers. You know, conditions were not good last weekend.
No, actually, you know, they found muddy water down towards below Port Sulphur. I had mentioned that in a little bit of fishing report. Around Empire area, you know, kayak's a little different than a boat because once you launch, you're pretty much committed. You can pick up and move. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's an area. You got to get out of that. You have to find
that's why your
water
scouting pays off, you know, to have those scouts out there helping you out.
Yeah, Don, but sometimes it turns around and it's not the same. You know, the day-to-day difference.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, where you been fishing? Where can you send people to go to pick up a few fish out of a kayak?
Well, look, the Weave and Uncle Rick hit Highway 11 last Tuesday, I believe it was. Don't quote me on the day, but I think it was Tuesday when they had that wind blowing a little bit out of the southwest. They ended up pounding the speckled trout right there on the bridge. They did catch a few whites, but one flounder and one red. But they caught some gorgeous. I'll just see if I can get him to send you the picture. Gorgeous speckled trout. Mm-hmm. They were fishing in 2 to 2.5 foot waves, occasionally the 3 footer. So I wouldn't suggest a novice go out there when it's blowing like that. Pick your days when you go in the lake, weigh your life preserver.
Right.
Of course, Highway 1's doing really well. Everybody's catching fish down there. You could tell by last week's tournament, they had a whole pile of them all down that way. You know, just pounding it up, launching anywhere from Golden Meadow all the way down to the island. So like everybody's saying, Grand Isle's on fire. Like I said, Highway 23, they had a little muddy water last week. Fishing's doing great down there. You can't beat it. The redfish, the speckled trout, catching some flounder. Everything's beautiful down in Plaquemines Parish. You know, you can't ask for any better fishing time of year right now. But the main thing is it's so hot right now, Don. You know, wear your PFD in case you pass out from the heat, fall overboard, stay hydrated. My suggestion is to start hydration the day before. Eat one banana. Don't take it on the boat with you the day before. It keeps you from cramping up. Also, some people I found like to carry a little pickle juice in their ice chest and drink that too because of the potassium and the salts and stuff. So that's my advice for this week is to stay hydrated and be safe out there.
Well, I'll add stay in school and don't do drugs too. But good advice on that banana and the pickle juice. Those definitely work. They're old school, but they're very effective. Eric, another idea for Father's Day. How about giving Dad a kayak fishing trip with the Louisiana Kayak Company? How do they do that?
Yeah, well, you get Mom to call me up or text me, and I'll call it back, however it is. Just 504-313-8292, and we'll set it up for Pop and have him a good day. Well, we can schedule that according to his schedule. So, you know, we work with him. If he can't do it this weekend, he can do it 6 months from now. It doesn't matter. Just call me up, and we'll set it up, and it's real easy to do.
All right. If people are concerned that Dad may be a little up in age and maybe a kayak's not suitable, you got good, safe, stable kayaks, and you can bring them to a place where that won't be a concern, I'm sure.
Yeah, Don, you know, I could put him back in that marsh back up in there, and we'll have nice, calm waters. And I'm not going to take somebody out on a horrible day, you know, when they right. fight and stuff. Not like Chris and Rick went out in, or I go out in, and Brendan and everybody else who's been doing it for years.
Yeah,
you know, but we make it
guys.
Nice and pretty.
All right, all sounds good, Eric. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don, I'll see you around, man. Have a good one. Be safe, all right?
Yes, sir. There he goes, Captain Eric Mohabarak. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. Bad Boys of the Outdoors. Now, this is a very unique episode. Well, I don't think we've ever had one of these as our bad boy or whatever we call it. You'll hear about it next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, today, National Dragonfly Day, and we are honoring these very interesting critters, and we got some people doing some record checking. Sam says that the Guinness Records list the fastest dragonfly as an Australian southern giant darner. I guess some of the smaller ones they call darning needles, those little bitty tiny ones. Anyway, the giant darner was clocked, he says, at 59.652 miles per hour, the fastest insect on the planet. That is trucking. All right, we're going to get back to some more of these texts and also some more information about dragonflies on their day. But right now, we're going to take a quick pause, 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, Thursday, a week ago, the management at Mary Mahoney's Old French House Restaurant, which is an institution in Biloxi, Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, pleaded guilty to mislabeling fish and defrauding customers after court documents unsealed showed that between 2013 and 2019, a six-year period, Mary Mahoney's bought seafood from Africa, India, and South America through a Biloxi supplier and sold it at the same price as premium Gulf fish. Representatives from commercial fisheries organizations say it's a pretty common practice at Mississippi Gulf Coast restaurants, and this case will be just the tip of the iceberg. More to come. Now, for the felony charge of conspiring to defraud customers by mislabeling seafood and furthering the conspiracy through wire fraud, which makes it a federal offense, facing a possible 3 years in prison is co-owner Anthony Satanovich, while looking at whopping $1.35 million fine, is Mary Mahoney's Old French House Restaurant in Biloxi, Mississippi, our bad business of the outdoors. Whew, that was kind of a shocker. Didn't see that one coming. All right, getting back to our text board, let's see. We got more about the dragonflies. Here's one that says dragonflies' larvae live underwater, and they eat the mosquito larvae that also live in the water. They are natural larvicides, and well, I guess that's someone that eats larvae, and are always on duty unless they are killed by a broad-spectrum pesticide sprayed for mosquitoes. Then it becomes a vicious cycle of exploding mosquito populations and spraying, exploding mosquitoes and spraying, and so on, because no natural predators survive the spring. That's from my friend Miriam listening to us in Lacombe. You know, Miriam, I was thinking the same thing. We don't see nearly the number, and I guess that's because the mosquitoes are down. But I can remember as a kid on summer nights just, you know, laying down on a levee somewhere and looking up in the sky right before dark, and there would be thousands of the big mosquito hawks, the big orange-colored ones. Some of these things were like 8 or 9 inches long. They were huge. And you just don't see that anymore. Now, Sam, doing our dragonfly research, also says the biggest dragonfly ever to exist was 1.5 feet long with a wingspan of 2.5 feet. Yeah, that was the old prehistoric dragonflies. We don't see those around anymore. Here's a question. In your opinion, do you think Louisiana promotes our state as a true Louisiana paradise? I think you mean a Louisiana sportsman's paradise. In fact, that's the motto of the state. And I got to tell you, I don't think we really do. Now, Louisiana as a sportsman's paradise is a far cry from, you know, several decades ago. People don't come here as much to duck hunt anymore. In fact, people from Louisiana leave and go to other states. in the Midwest and up where they do some very creative corn flooding to actually hunt ducks. I don't know very many people that buy a non-resident license and come turkey hunt in Louisiana. I think our turkey program is a shambles. People go to other states for that. But as far as the wide variety, our saltwater fishing and our offshore fishing, I think you can't compare that to any other state. We're far and away. We're reducing limits. We're putting in seasons, tightening the belt. But you look at what they're doing, our neighbors are doing to the east and to the west, and we're still the best state as far as that goes. And freshwater fishing, we're on a par with the other southern states, too, I believe. But as far as the promotion that we do to attract people and as far as coming to the Louisiana sport, no, I don't think so. I think there's much more emphasis put on some of the other things, the culture, the music, and certainly the food. But as far as the Louisiana sportsman in the outdoors, nah, we could do some better work on that. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, find out what he's up to on a Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, is on furlough from Cajun Fishing Adventures. He's probably down there by the house, maybe looking up by the pond and looking at some of those dragonflies on National Dragonfly Day. You having a celebration with the dragonflies?
No, I hadn't seen one at all this morning, but there's a lot of activity out here by the lake this morning, I tell you.
I'm sure you've witnessed the dragonflies being intercepted by bass coming out of the water when they get too close, huh?
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what else? The Mississippi kites, they come down in the fairways, and you can see them just swoop down full speed like a falcon and knock them off. I mean, that's what they primarily feed on, so yeah. It's fun to watch. Nature's always good, buddy.
Yeah, they're beautiful birds. Well, what's going on down there these days?
Well, we've been busy. Yesterday, we thought it was going to be such a wonderful day. You know, it was nice and calm when we got out. The flag was lit. We got over there, and that northwest started blowing us. Oh, Lord. So, but everybody, I didn't manage the limit, but I think everybody else did, fishing them dang shrimp. So, Nino ended up with a limit of reds and 30 trout, so he did really good.
Now, he's a shrimp guy. I can just look at him and tell you he's a shrimp guy.
All of them are shrimp guys. Yeah, you know, a lot of shrimp are bad to the bone. And when the barometric pressure and the north wind and, you know, everything's against you, that's your best bet, you know.
Yeah.
They're naturally going to eat that.
What you seen opposite days? You know, Darryl had one of those days. He said he had 150 shrimp. He went back to the dock with 136. The plastic was out fishing it far and away. And you've seen that happen.
Oh yeah, but when it's bad, you know, barometric pressure and you know the cold front in the middle of June or the tide is slack.
Yeah.
Your best bet is something that they naturally want to eat. But if they biting, you know, you shoot, the plastic is going to win every time.
Do you use much centered baits, put scent, or use the gulp type stuff?
I really don't. I believe that 80% of the strikes are reaction strikes, that they hit it before they even know they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saltwater fish don't go up to a bait and smell and look and do like a bass, you know.
Yeah.
It's either eat or be eaten out there, so they do the eating. So
yeah.
I guess a lot of them hit it so fast you don't even have time to crock your reel one time, you know.
But, you know, like everybody else, you're kind of thinking what's going through a fish's mind when you're fishing. And like you're talking about when there's slack tide and in cold weather and the fish is lethargic and he's sitting there and all of a sudden this big old juicy shrimp gets in front of him. He says, what the heck? Yeah, let me go ahead, you know.
I got the same problem with cookies.
Good thing there's no hooks in them. You'd be in trouble.
I'm telling you what, I'd be hooked every time, brother.
It's good.
Today's a wonderful day. They're all out there.
Beautiful.
I think we got 7 or 8 boats out today, and they're going to have a wonderful day. I imagine they're all going to get some trout today.
Yeah.
You know, trout are showing up. The river's 12 foot, and the trout are still there. You know, there was a lot of mullet yesterday, but I didn't want to get out and just go through them and do what I wanted to do. I was trying to sit there and fish like the rest of the guys, and it just didn't work. I just don't like fishing like that.
Yeah. Have you any of you guys had any chance to sneak out to the rigs and get a few snapper?
No, we have not. We're so busy.
Yeah,
there's a lot of snappers out there. I've been wanting to do it so bad, and we just hadn't had the opportunity. Now, Cody's got a 25-foot boat coming here shortly. It's getting made right now, and he'll start doing all that kind of stuff. And little Tori will probably like to do that. She likes to go out and get a snapper in the mangroves. And, you know, I like to do it, but my world is not conducive to doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, I'm fishing, fixing live bait tanks and lawnmowers and swimming pools most of the time these days.
Yeah. Have you heard from any of your contacts up north on maybe early reports from the ponds up there, what the count might be, the breeding count?
No, but they had some a lot of rain and snow in November. Rain mostly because it didn't snow that much. But, they're talking about 3 pintails. I don't know what they ever decided. But last week, Bill Cooksey contacted me and told me they was really considering the 3 pintails.
Yeah, because they are.
Because they're looking at it and they're finding out where they're counting is not where the birds are nesting. They were off by about 360 miles or something like that.
Yeah, well, that was what it's hinging on is the breeding population and the fall flight count, and then they'll determine. They said they could go anywhere from 3, 2, or maybe the 1 again. You know, hopefully they'll go to the 3. You know, maybe it ought to be done on a zone thing, too. You know, you're covered up with pintails, and other people hadn't seen one in years, you know?
I know. When I'm looking up there in the sky and there's just pintails, just flock after flock after flock, I'm wondering if it's am I the only one that's got them, or are they everywhere like this or whatever? But, you know, every time they leave us, they go up north for a few days. You know, when the tide gets high, they'll just take off and go in the rice fields or whatever for a few days, and they come back. So that's when they see them. So the birds are there. I mean, there's plenty of pintails. So it's just a matter of if they give us 3, that'll make my season a whole lot easier this year. I promise you that, because we really have them.
I think they may be looking in the wrong place. I know that last trip I made up to Stuttgart in the rice field, that was doing that Halloween early speckle-belly goose season. Oh, pintail. That's the only place I've ever seen more pintails than at your place at one time. It was covered up. And so they gotta find them before they can get an accurate count on them. And I think my baby reaching out and looking into some new areas, maybe they'll be able to do a better job of accountability. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get a hold of you and get into some of that fishing, tell them how to get a hold of you.
That's CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could call me direct. I'm always on that phone at 504-559-5111.
Hey, I don't have my Merlin handy. What's that bird I'm hearing in the background? Is that one of those?
That was a black-tailed squealer.
I thought it was.
But the Lemkin's been hollering all morning like a maniac.
Yeah, well, maybe they're looking for some of those apple snails. You need to feed them.
Oh, they got them. They got them beat down in my pond. I tell you, there's not that too many eggs in my lake anymore like they used to be. They got them beat down.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, Ryan, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
You too, bud.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, the Plastic Man. All right, coming back after this, we talked a little bit about duck hunting with Ryan. If you are a duck calling or a decoy collector, carving enthusiast, we got a place for you. It's called the Cajun Heritage Festival. Robbie Mathern, the festival chairman, is up next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, I have a little bit of breaking news for you. Coming up on Monday, you know, I mentioned I've been guest hosting on our flagship station. I'll be guest hosting from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on our flagship station, WWL 870 AM 105.3 FM. And in the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan, the new head of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and she'll be talking about some of the issues she has already addressed and some that will need attention. And I had asked her if she'd be willing to take some text messages, questions, and concern from this audience, and she said she'd be happy to do it. So be tuned in to our flagship station, and if you can't pick it up, you can go to Odyssey and find it on the online, Odyssey.com. That's AUDACY.com for our live interview with the head of the Wildlife and Fisheries, Madison Shahan. That's going to be Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. All right, let's talk to Robbie Mathern. He is the festival director for a 47-year-old event that's gone on that's called the Cajun Heritage Festival. Good morning, Robbie. I guess you guys are getting everything set up about now, huh?
Yeah, good morning, Don. Appreciate being on this morning. Yeah, absolutely. This weekend in LaRose Civic Center, the 47th annual, like you just said, Cajun Heritage Festival. We are getting things going right now, and we're looking forward to a great weekend.
What are the hours?
Okay, so today is Saturday. Is that type of a weekend on Saturday. So doors open up at 9 o'clock this morning, and it'll last throughout the day to about 6, and tomorrow as well from 9 to about 4 or 5 or so in the afternoon. And what we are, of course, we're the local duck carving show and competition. When we're a celebration of our art, our Cajun art and our Cajun culture through that art. And that art, of course, is duck decoy carving. At 47 years, we're one, if not the oldest, decoy carving show in the entire country. And so today, throughout the day, we have all of our carving contests. So you can come by as a visitor or obviously as a carver, and you can witness all the contests being judged. And we have about 86 different contests, and we give out a little over $25,000 in prizes to our winners throughout the day. So that takes place throughout today. And also this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have our duck calling contest. And that's absolutely free. So bring the kids. We have kid divisions. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to kind of, you know, freshen up on your duck calling before teal season rolls around in a few months. So that's today at 3 o'clock. And tomorrow, our big event tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock is our live decoy auction. And they take place at 1. And we have a little over 200 hand-carved decoys and some other art as well. We do have some flat art and wildlife art as well. But a little over 200 items in our auction, all going to the highest bidder. So it's a great way to celebrate our art and even add some art to your own personal collection. If you have some, and if you don't have a collection, this weekend is a great way to get one started. So it's a great family event. We want everyone to bring their family, bring your kids, let them see, let them witness this part of our culture and our heritage. It's still something that's been going on for well over 100 years by now with our, you know, our hunting and outdoor heritage. You know, once upon a time, carving decoys was part of that. You had to make your own paddles for your boats. You had to make your own boats most of the time. And you had to carve your own decoys. And we still want to celebrate that, you know, outdoor heritage and lifestyle. And that's what we do this weekend in La Rose at the La Rose Civic Center.
Easy to find. It's right by the overpass. You can't miss it. Of course, what festival would be complete without some Cajun food? I'm sure you got some of that down there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the Civic Center, they'll be cooking throughout the weekend, and they'll have gumbo and some other fair foods for us as well. Everything is indoors. We're all inside the La Rose Civic Center, so, you know, rain or shine, and getting a little warm outside. Mm-hmm. So as the sun gets up in the afternoon, come on inside in the nice air-conditioned Civic Center and enjoy the weekend. So, yes, it's in La Rose, like you say, real easy to get to and along historic Bayou Lafourche.
CajunHeritageFestival.org if you want more information. Robbie, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a 47-year-old festival. Festivals come and go, but looks like this one's here to stay. We appreciate it. Hope you get a great turnout, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, and check us out on Facebook. We get great updates there throughout the weekend. Thank you, Don.
Very good. That's Robbie Mathern, the festival chairman, Cajun Heritage Festival at the La Rose Civic Center, going on today and tomorrow. All right, well, it's time for us to hang it up. We'll be back again next week. We do this each and every Saturday morning, 5 to 7 a.m. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.